You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
But these are people that get choked out literally because of their emphasis on the power, pleasure, and prestige things of the world. However, Rhett, when I continued doing my study, and it took a number of years, I was reading the story in about the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 9, chapter 8, I think it is, yeah, where...
Now this guy's in a carriage being with slaves, four slaves carrying him along.
Yeah, I think he's actually in a cart. He's in a chariot or a wagon. And this is Acts chapter 8. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza." It's a desert road. So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. Okay? Now, why would an Ethiopian come to Jerusalem to worship?
And was he a Jewish Ethiopian? Or?
Well, the only connection in the Bible between that area of Africa and Israel is during the time of Solomon, the queen of Sheba came up to visit Solomon because she heard he was such a wise guy in the world. And so she came, and so the Bible records this woman that came and... And Sheba at the time is this area that's kind of now we could look at sort of northeastern Africa, that area of Ethiopia, of Somalia, those
parts. And she came because she was curious of who, Jesus or?
Solomon.
Solomon.
The richest and wisest man in the world.
So she wanted audience with him?
And she spent time, and I think Solomon and her got together and... probably he impregnated her, and she probably went back with his baby because the emperors of Ethiopia have always been called the Lion of Judah.
Say that again. The what?
The emperors of Ethiopia. The last emperor of Ethiopia was a guy named Haile Selassie. Hmm. And he was famous for appearing before the League of Nations in 1937 when Italy invaded Abyssinia or Ethiopia. And Haile Selassie came and appealed to the League of Nations to stop this invasion. Okay, Haile Selassie, one of his titles, emperor, was Lion of Judah.
Really? And, but that's what we call Jesus.
Right. But it was also the names that were given to the kings of
Judah.
Of Judah.
Okay? Judah is a group of Jews.
Judah is that area of Judea. It's that area of southern Israel. It's that area from the Negev up to, Samaria, up to just north of Jerusalem.
That's... Why were the Jews fractured? Why were the 12 tribes? That means he doesn't want to answer that now.
Not right now, yes.
Okay. Sorry. No diversions here.
So if we're going to stay on time. So
this is the culprit, by the way, just so you see what it looks like.
Yeah, I got it. There it is. Does everybody see that? There it is.
And you can get your own bell, too. Just order right now for $19.95.
We should actually sell these, Rich, you know?
Well, how did you, by the way, how did you two prosper with your ministry? We ended up selling bells to people around the world, you know?
So the Ethiopian is coming. Now, remember also, recently there's a huge migration of Ethiopian Jews that have come to Israel. Back in the, when I first noticed them was about 99, 2000, when I was living in Gilo. And I noticed there were a lot of servers at the restaurants that were Ethiopians. And then the guy at El Denakar at the airport in Tel Aviv and Ben Gurion was an Ethiopian that was rented, that I was, basically getting the car from, and we talked about coffee. So there's a large number of Ethiopians that are now citizens of the nation
of
Israel.
You talked about coffee. Well, by the way, this is called, what's our show called?
Cup of Friendship.
And if you'd like to find out about our premium, and by the way, you've been spoiling me. I noticed the other day you've been giving me these coffees that we bring in here that we're selling, and I'm really cultivating a palate for them because the other day I drank some regular coffee going, Dang it. He's got... Like, what's the stuff we had last week? It was from...
Rwanda.
Okay, that I think that might be my favorite so far.
Well, this is from the region in Mexico called Chiapas. It's right next to Guatemala. It's got some really nice chocolatey, smooth, chocolatey tones to it.
It's a little dry. Like a dry wine?
Perhaps.
But that could just be me, too. I took zinc this morning because I had a little bit of a... just the feeling that I had a sore throat.
It's a delicious coffee. Okay. So the Ethiopian eunuch, because he knows of Yahweh, because of the Queen of Sheba, he's coming to Jerusalem to worship. He's a eunuch. Okay, a eunuch means a young boy that is castrated and trained for government service. And they figured that people that men who without their testicles would not be subject to sexual sin and could be trusted.
So if I'm a king and I want somebody to look over my while I'm traveling or doing warring or whatever I'm doing, I'm going to have some eunuchs around that aren't going to mess around with my wife.
Exactly. Okay. So he is on his way back from Jerusalem. Now remember, as a eunuch, you're missing body parts. And you're only allowed to come into the courts of the temple if you have all of your body parts.
Oh.
There's mikveh out, little baptismal pools out in on front of the south steps of the temple. And you would have to go into that little pool. It's a small pool about the size, really, about the size of this room, smaller. You take your clothes off, walk down into the pool, dip yourself. The priest comes in, looks, makes sure you have all your body parts. You get dressed. He gives you a pottery token, and now you can enter into the courts of the temple.
I wonder why it was set up that way.
So that they, because you, when you come before the Lord, you have to be whole. You can't be incomplete. You got to be whole. Remember when Malchus gets his ear chopped off by Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's the servant of the high priest. When his ear was chopped off, he lost his job.
That's why Jesus it back on.
Jesus reached down or just regenerated, whatever he did, but gave Malchus his job back, okay? But so the Ethiopian eunuch can come in to the outer areas, but he can't come into the inner courts because he's not whole, okay? So this is the setup. He's sitting in his chariot. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join the chariot. Okay, so now Philip is jogging alongside, and he ran up and he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and he said, do you understand what you're reading? Okay, remember the criteria of being soil like a road, that seed that fell on the road. They didn't understand, right? Philip is asking, do you understand? And the eunuch said, how could I understand unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of scripture he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before the shear he is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet speak? Of himself or someone else? Now, of course, this is from Isaiah chapter 53. This is the classic chapter in the Hebrew scriptures that talks about the Messiah and how the Messiah is going to become the sacrifice for the sins of the people and how he was crushed for our iniquities. He was pierced for our transgressions. Okay? And the Lord was well pleased to crush him if he would render himself as a guilt offering. Okay, so this is the classic passage where Isaiah is describing 600 years before it happens, the mission of Jesus Christ when he comes to the earth in the first century. Okay, so Philip sees an opportunity. So he opens his mouth and beginning from the scripture, he preached Jesus to him. He started to explain the Messiah, the prophetic words of Isaiah, and then how Jesus fulfilled these on that Passover week when he died on the cross on the Passover as the perfect Passover lamb. And then, of course, resurrected 3 days later, he's eating fish with his friends. And he's in the next 50 days, he's seen by over 500 people before he ascends. So Jesus is explaining, Philip's explaining what Jesus did on the cross and how we are now forgiven and we're considered whole before the Lord, complete.
But,
And so, as Philip's explaining this, suddenly they went along the road and they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? Now, he's never been allowed to go in the mikveh because he's missing body parts. Oh. So now, all of a sudden, he realizes God considers him whole as he receives Jesus as his Lord and Savior, which apparently he did. And the verse, the text tells us here. And so I'm whole now. I've never even been able to be dipped and baptized. There's water. Please, can I be baptized? Okay. Philip said, if you believe in your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down to the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him.
So God was aware of this guy, this eunuch, a traveling one, that he had a desire to seek him. And just say, you will find me if you seek me, when you seek me with all your heart.
Well, this is a eunuch that goes, an Ethiopian. He travels a long way to go to Jerusalem to worship Yahweh. And Philip is up in Samaria, and there's a big move of the Lord going on. Philip's involved, and suddenly the Spirit says, go down to the road in Gaza. Yep. Now, can you imagine Philip's friends saying, what do you mean? There's nothing down there but a bunch of sand and dirt. Well, the Lord's telling me to go. Philip, you're involved in the ministry here. That's crazy. Nope, the Lord told me to go, okay? So Philip is obedient, even if it sounds crazy. He does what the Lord's telling him to do, and he has this encounter with this Ethiopian. And the Ethiopian receives Jesus. He didn't understand. He was bad soil, but Philip explained to him, and suddenly he became good soil. And guess what happened? He goes back to Ethiopia, and he starts a movement called the Ethiopian Coptic Church, which is still in existence today. And over the years, hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians and Africans have become followers of Jesus as a result of this.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with